And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 17th of June, 2017. It's the birthday of John Wesley, born Lincolnshire, England, 1703, who formed a religious study group that people nicknamed the Methodists because they had rules for living. They prayed and fasted according to strict schedules. John Wesley was an Anglican to the end of his life, but in America, the Methodists came to consider themselves a whole new denomination. They appointed their own bishops and ministers, and they became enormously influential. They established more colleges, hospitals, than any other Protestant denomination. William Booth was a Methodist preacher who founded the Salvation Army. Methodists also started Goodwill Industries. They started the Temperance Movement. A Methodist formed the YMCA. And it was a Methodist who signed Jackie Robinson to the Brooklyn Dodgers, integrating Major League Baseball. It's the birthday of Igor Stravinsky, born in a suburb of St. Petersburg, Russia, 1882. His father was an opera singer. The boy did not have many friends, did not do well in school, but he did love music. His first big success came when he was 27 years old. It was the ballet The Firebird, based on a Russian folktale. Very popular. He traveled all over Europe conducting it. And then one night he got an idea for another ballet about a pagan ritual in which a virgin would be sacrificed to the gods of spring by dancing herself to death. He wrote the piece using dozens of Russian folk songs, which he chopped up and threw them together in a collage, a sort of dissonant collage with a relentless offbeat rhythm. And the piece, of course, was Le Sacre du Printemps, The Rite of Spring, choreography by Vaslav Nijinsky. The piece had its premiere in Paris at the Theatre des Champs-Élysées. Sergei Diaghilev was the theatre director. He knew that the ballet would cause a scandal, and he welcomed that. He gave orders to the conductor that the performance should go on no matter what happened. The performance was on May the 29th, 1913. It was a hot day in Paris. The audience sat quietly through the first few minutes, but when the music turned harsh and dissonant, people began to yell at the orchestra. Fights broke out. People who enjoyed the music attacked people who were booing. People spat at each other. Men challenged each other to duels. The police were called. Nijinsky stood in the wings, shouting out the counts to the dancers who could hardly hear the music. And almost overnight, Stravinsky became a very famous composer. Here's a poem for today, Robert Herrick's poem, To Daffodils. Fair daffodils, we weep to see you haste away so soon, as yet the early rising sun has not attained his noon. Stay, stay, until the hasting day has run but to the even song, and having prayed together, we will go with you along. We have short time to stay as you, we have as short a spring, as quick a growth to meet decay as you or anything. We die as your hours do and dry away like to the summer's rain, or as the pearls of morning's dew, ne'er to be found again. Robert Herrick's To Daffodils. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects, from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.